Isaac Herzog, chairman of the Jewish Agency. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Mr. Herzog, a question for you. South Africa, it seems to me, has chosen not to be impartial in the Israel-Palestine conflict, and the recent downgrade of the embassy is evidence of that. My question to you, sir, is why are we bothered with South Africa, or rather, why is the Jewish Agency bothering with South Africa?
First of all, I'm very happy to visit as the chairman of the Jewish Agency in the Jewish community of South Africa. I'm actually right now in the Jewish Museum of Cape Town, and I just landed in Cape Town to meet the Jewish community of Cape Town, because the Jewish Agency, being the largest, biggest Jewish organization in the world, being the Sochnot that built the State of Israel, is focused heavily on the needs of Jewish communities around the world, such as education and Jewish continuity, love of Israel and fighting anti-Semitism, Aliyah and Klita and so forth, and South Africa is always in our hearts.
Fascinating. Kathy here. Why does Israel as a state, I mean, if one looks at Israel, it's a tiny little country. We've got game parks that are bigger than the state of Israel. Israel is located in what one could term a bad neighborhood. Why does Israel?
Sorry, I can't hear anything. I'm losing you. Can you ask your operator to call me again? That seems to be a major problem. Sorry.
All right, Mandy. Can you please do another call? Okay.
I can't hear you.
All right. We're going to get back to Isaac Herzog right after this. Interesting, Simon. I mean, why does Israel bother with Africa?
Well,
it's this tiny, tiny little country with 6.5 million people, of which I think four million of those people are Jews. Why do they bother?
Well, there's a thought, although I think to a certain extent Mr. Herzog did address that issue when he was saying that it's about the Jewish community within South Africa. That's where he's putting his energies and his, I think he's leaving the diplomacy to the diplomats.
Yeah.
And he's getting on with the job.
All right. Is this a better line, Mr. Herzog?
Let's try. I hear you. I don't hear you well, but let's try. And if not, we'll ask for a landline.
Okay. Thank you so much. Why does Israel, which is this tiny little country in the middle of a bad neighborhood, bother with the continent of Africa?
Oh, I think it's something that runs really deep in Jewish life, and definitely in the annals of Israeli history, to improve the life of citizens in Africa, to develop Africa. So it comes from the notion of Tikkun Olam. We have projects in South Africa whereby we help the general population because we believe in Tikkun Olam, in doing good to the world. South Africa itself is a very important country. Said that with your previous president, Kgalema Motlanthe, who I know for many years, to discuss the importance of the relationship between South Africa and Israel. And also the fact that South Africa can contribute to the peace process in the Middle East because of its knowledge. But for that, South Africa has to have equal relations between us and the Palestinians and not lower the level of the embassy, of course.
The question I'd like to ask you is about Israel and diaspora relations in general. It seems to me that Israel is having somewhat of a more difficult time. It used to be able to rely pretty much on unconditional support from diaspora communities, and for whatever reason, be it a right-wing government, whatever reason, there seems to be a growing gap between the diaspora and Israel. How are you in the Jewish Agency coping with that?
So look, first of all, Israel is in the midst of another election campaign, which exemplifies the incredible vibrancy of our democracy. But to get to the point itself, each generation has its challenges. And my friends at the Zionist Federation of South Africa, when they started it here well over 100 years ago, there were different challenges. And each generation brings its challenge. The challenge of our generation is keeping Jewish unity. There is a lot of arguments within the Jewish world. It's legitimate. It has to do with the halachic issues, religious issues, the streams, and their standing in Israel, or even Israeli policies.
Yeah.
It's legitimate to argue with Israel. It's not legitimate to undermine Israel's right for existence as the nation state of the Jewish people. I was the leader of the opposition in Israel. I was almost prime minister in 2015. I argued with Netanyahu, but I did it in a parliament which has one of the widest range of views ever. We are the only parliament almost in the world that allows and enables member representatives of the Muslim Brotherhood movement, their parallels in Israel, to be members of the parliament. In the Middle East, it's forbidden. Anywhere else, it's forbidden. And we are blamed by Israel haters in South Africa for not being democratic, which is a false and a lie. So that is why I think the challenges of the Jewish world is reflected also in the debate about Israel in the rest of the world.
Very interesting. Mr. Herzog, what is... No, you see, I'm so starstruck. I've completely forgotten the question that I wanted to ask you.
Good, because I've got one just ready to go.
It doesn't happen often.
It's her birthday. It's her birthday. Forgive her today. It's her birthday. The number, yeah. Mr. Herzog, it seems to me that one of the most important things for Israel and the most important diaspora communities was obviously the United States of America. There was always bipartisan support for the Israeli cause. It seems to me that that is on the verge of being challenged, for want of a better word. Again, in your capacity as chairman of the Jewish Agency, what do you feel about what's going on in America at the moment?
So look, we live in a very divisive political arena all over the world. If one takes it to a different corner of the spectrum, you know, anti-Semitism is a reflection also of the hate rhetoric on the web, which is part of a worldwide phenomena in this era anyway. So if I go back to American politics, there is a lot of divisiveness in the United States. And I tell my friends in the Jewish community, go above the current issues of the day, go above Trump or go above Netanyahu. You have to look at the love of Israel no matter what. Even if you have an argument because you don't support Trump, you're democratic, or you don't support Netanyahu, and vice versa. So the same goes for the question which you raised, meaning Israel should be bipartisan and should be a bipartisan, enjoy bipartisan support. We have many friends in the Democratic Party, and I think we try to be cautious in this respect. On the other hand, we cannot turn a blind eye to the fact that we enjoy the support of this administration. We've enjoyed the support of many administrations. This administration has been very supportive. My family goes back in relations with 14 American presidents, all the way back to FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Wow.
We've seen many of them. And it's always important for Israel to be in close contact with the White House.
True.
Okay.
True. How dependent is Israel on the support of diaspora Jewry?
It's not dependency. It's the fact that we are the heart, the pulsating heart of the entire Jewish world. And we are a small nation of 14 and a half human beings amidst the sea of 7.5 billion human beings. We must be united, and Israel must be part of it. And that is why it's not a dependency of the support. It's a mutual interdependency between all factions of the Jewish world. We enjoy a diaspora Jewish support. Israel, a Jewish world enjoys an immense support from Israel. That's the way it should be. And that's the way it is. That's why I'm here. Because we support and we are partnering with the community on the most important issues of the Jewish world.
Mr. Herzog, before we leave it, I just want to go to our listener line. We had a listener who has weighed in and has a question for you. She has requested us to ask you, what are your views on the relations with, or possible relations with Jeremy Corbyn?
So, I'm extremely bothered by the issues of the Labour Party in Britain. It is ridden with anti-Semitism, and I made it public.
Yeah.
I was leader of the Labour Party in Israel. And it is, Labour is my sister, is our sister party. Jews always enjoyed, the Labour Party in Britain as their party, usually. And all of a sudden, under his leadership, anti-Semitism has lurked all the way from bottom up and top down in an unbelievable way. So I invited Jeremy Corbyn a few years ago to visit Yad Vashem. He never responded.
Interesting.
The Holocaust Memorial in Israel, the Holocaust Museum. Recently, a few weeks ago, when there was a huge inquiry by the BBC on anti-Semitism in the Labour Party, I sent Corbyn a very strong protest and letter demanding that he bring out the whole investigation on anti-Semitism and Labour to an outside body, and explaining to him that you can argue with Israel. I myself argued with my government. It has nothing to do with the fact that what all these efforts are aimed at delegitimizing the right of the Jewish people for their own nation and self-determination. And that this is a very disturbing disease within the Labour Party in Britain.
Mr. Herzog, thank you so much for speaking of it.
Toda rabba lecha. Great talking to you. Toda rabba. Bye-bye.
Toda. Bye-bye. Yeah.